Restoring My Soul, Wednesday the 10th of June, Sitting at the Lord's Feet. The nation that was delivered out of Egypt journeyed to Mount Sinai to be married to Christ, the Son of God, who was enthroned above the pillar of cloud and fire. The law was the covenant of their marriage. At this point in God's unfolding covenant purpose, the people were not yet able to be temples for the Holy Spirit. This means that they did not yet possess the seven spirits of the Lord. Rather, the Holy Spirit was an anointing upon them, enabling them to hear and to receive the word of the Lord spoken through the disposition of angels. The angel of the Lord spoke the word to Moses, and then he proclaimed it to the children of Israel. Moses declared that the Lord loved the people and that his saints were in his hand. They sat down at the Lord's feet and received his word. Mary, the sister of Martha and Lazarus, demonstrated how we sit at the Lord's feet. Luke recorded that Mary sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. Jesus said, "Mary has chosen that good part which will not be taken away from her." Of course, this was only the beginning of receiving the word. She then needed to become a believer. After Mary had met Christ as King and had received faith to believe for resurrection life in her house, she took a pound of very costly oil of spikenard, anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. This was a woman whose testimony was, "How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who proclaims peace, who brings glad tidings of good things, who proclaims salvation." Through Jesus' word, as she anointed his feet, she was a participant in the fellowship of his death, burial, and resurrection. The fragrance of this testimony or proclamation filled the whole house. The references used in today's devotions are Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 31 and 32, Acts chapter 7, verse 53, Exodus chapter 3, verse 2, Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 3, Luke chapter 10, verse 39, Luke chapter 10, verse 42, John chapter 12, verse 3, and Isaiah chapter 52, verse 7. For further study, Deuteronomy chapter 33.